This says you're now live. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right, okay, we're live today on Ask Angelica, the group. We're live today on Angelica's German Tuition and Translation page, on my profile, on Twitch and on the website, and we'll be with you when all these different sites are actually connected, and they'll take different times, which is why they delay. And Angelica will explain in a moment what we're going to do in today's broadcast. If you're watching us live, then thank you. If you've got any questions about German, please do ask. If you are watching the replay, thank you so much. Again, if you've got questions, you can actually ask them in the comments and Angelica will reply after the broadcast. Okay, so 10 seconds to go. We're live on Facebook. We're live on the internet, and we are live. Well, we're live on the internet. Yeah, we're not. I'm not supposed to talk about that though.
We're live on the internet. I hope so. Otherwise, we needn't bother doing this.
That's true. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right. Okay. I think we're good to go. We're actually live. So, and would you like to explain today's topic?
Yeah, in this season 5, isn't it? Forgotten now. Yes, we're covering various topics, but unlike what we did in the beginning in season 1 or 2 or whenever it was, it's not so much just vocabulary. I have turned the vocabulary into sentences. So we do have sentences based on a topic. And last time we had Mother's Day, because when we had our session on the Friday, Mother's Day in Germany was on the following Sunday. Uh-huh. And that really means we should really do a session about Father's Day. Now, as it happens, Father's Day was yesterday. So the live session is a day late. But of course, if you're watching it next year, before Father's Day, you'll be all right.
Well, yeah, if you're watching the repeat at any time, then
yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. The other thing is that all the episodes have vocabulary in them and obviously grammar, and are useful anytime. Great learning resource. So, welcome to the show. Ask Angelica, Practical German for Father's Day, Season 5, Episode 12. And the way this works, Angelica's put together 7 sentences, I think, 6. In German. I'm going to read them out. Angelica will correct my pronunciation. I'm just about to take that card off screen so we can go side by side. That way. Now we're back where we want to be. So Angelica's written the sentences. I will read them. Angelica will correct my pronunciation. And then together we will translate them into English. If you are watching us live, then you can join in. You can say the phrases as I say them, and you can help us translate the sentences as we get to each one. So start off with phrase 1. I don't practice, as you're going to find out. In Deutschland wird der Vatertag immer an Christi Himmelfahrt gefeiert. Mm-hmm.
In Deutschland wird der Vatertag immer an Christi Himmelfahrt gefeiert.
That's good. Right. Okay. I'm going to have a go. In Deutschland is Germany, there we know. Then we've got a compound word. We've got Vatertag, which is Father and Day, so Father's Day. Always. Feiern is to celebrate. Mm-hmm. So. In Germany, Father's Day is always celebrated, and then Himmelfahrt, was ist?
Okay, well, if we break that down into Himmel and Fahrt, mm-hmm. Yeah, and do a literal translation, Himmel is heaven and Fahrt is a journey. Now, Christ's journey to heaven, or actually, what do we call it?
Ascension.
Ascension Day, yeah.
Right.
Ascension Day is a public holiday. It's not just a church holiday in Germany. It is also a public holiday, or as we call them here in the UK, a bank holiday. And that's why Father's Day is always celebrated on Ascension Day, guaranteeing a holiday.
Right. Official translation is Angelica does the official translation. We get there in the end. In Germany, Father's Day is always celebrated on Ascension Day. Okay. Now, that brings on sentence two. Traditionell wird am Vatertag oft gegrifft oder ein Picknick für. I can't even read that. Just a minute. There's something fuzzy on my screen today. Picknick veranstaltet.
Veranstaltet and gegrillt. But you probably read that as two F's.
I did.
Yeah, where you need to be a bit careful is with words which are similar to English. It's traditionell.
Yeah,
traditionell wird am Vatertag oft gegrillt oder ein Picknick veranstaltet.
Yeah, I've got some weird flickering. I'm going, never mind. We'll see what happens in the broadcast.
The computer is so exciting about the sentences.
I know. Traditionally, Father's Day will be celebrated. Well, they will have a picnic or a barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so translation, traditionally barbecues or picnics are often held on Father's Day. So I was close.
Oh, no, you translated everything correctly, but you were sort of going along. You would have put it into a proper sentence afterwards.
Yeah, I just like the word gegrillt.
Gegrillt, grillen, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so phrase three. Viele Männer machen an diesem Tage eine Tour mit einem. I've got to put my glasses on again. Bollerwagen und trinken dabei Bier.
Yeah, I think this is the most important sentence for Vatertag. But you're absolutely right. Viele Männer machen an diesem Tag eine Tour mit einem Bollerwagen und trinken dabei Bier.
Right, so viele, many men on this day do a tour with a, well, as it mentions drinking, I'm going to say a beer wagon or a trolley and drink beer.
Yeah, it's a handcart. It's one of those that you pull. Yeah. Those Bollerwagen, certainly where I come from, they're very popular, not just for Father's Day. I remember when my children were young and my nephews were young as well, if we went out for a day, my brother and my sister-in-law always had the Bollerwagen in the car, and then everything got in there, all the picnic stuff, the blanket, any toys for the kids, and then it was all there together. And then you just needed one person to pull it or take turns. For Father's Day, the pure usage for the Bollerwagen is to have the crates of beer in it.
Is it similar to the one that Ingo was pulling to the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I've seen one.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're very popular for carrying stuff. So yes, my brother lives not far from a gorgeous lake and beach and that. So when they go sunbathing and swimming, he just chucks, especially when they did it with the kids, he just chucked everything in the Bollerwagen. So the blanket, maybe a little tent as well, the coffee, the drinks for the kids, the towels, the beach balls. The little shovel and bucket and spade, everything gets thrown in there, and then you just need one person to pull it. It saves you carrying loads of different bags.
Right. So I can now picture, I can remember the tent.
Brilliant.
So the official translation is many men go on a tour with a handcart and drink beer on this day.
Yeah.
It gets a bit worse than that, doesn't it? Phrase five, which is on screen now. Der Vatertag hat eine lange Tradition in Deutschland.
Mm-hmm. Again, Tradition. I know it's almost as in English. Der Vatertag hat eine lange Tradition in Deutschland. Nice, basic, easy sentence.
But I didn't say tradition. I did say tradition. attract anyone.
Which almost was right, yeah.
Father's Day, we know. So Father's Day has a long tradition in Germany.
Yeah.
Which is also the official translation. Father's Day has a long tradition in Germany. Verse 5. Der Vatertag wird auch oft Sauftag genannt.
Yes. That fits in. I should have put this one after the Bollerwagen sentence, really. Der Vatertag wird auch oft Sauftag genannt.
Father's Day is also known as Thirst Day.
No, saufen is to, is, it's to booze, to drink in excess, rather than trinken. Trinktag sounds mild.
Right.
Sauftag isn't.
It's stronger.
Yeah.
So the translation is, Father's Day is also often called Booze Day, which would be a better translation. Phrase 6. Weit er immer an einem Donnerstag ist, wird der Freitag danach oft Brückentag genannt.
Ja. So, weil er immer an einem Donnerstag ist, wird der Freitag danach oft Brückentag genannt.
While it, Father's Day, is always on Thursday, the Friday is often known as Brückentag, Recovery Day?
No? that actually would be a good way. No, Brücke is a bridge. It's a bridge day. If you remember when we started just a few minutes ago, I said that Father's Day is always on Ascension Day, which is always on a Thursday, yeah. And it's a public holiday. And so a Friday that follows a public holiday Thursday is called colloquially a bridge day because mm-hmm. many people take the Friday off
right.
and have yeah. 4 days holidays, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Ein langes Wochenende.
Ein langes Wochenende, yeah. So that's what we have today. Today, heute ist Brückentag. Except not for us, because we didn't have a bank holiday yesterday.
Okay, and this would appear to be the last sentence. I hope I missed one.
No, it was only six sentences today.
Okay, because it's always on Thursday, the Friday that follows is often called Bridge Day, and Angelica has just explained what it's all about. Now then, I've got an image down in my carousel, and I'm going to bring that image on screen, and then I'm going to switch my camera off. Angelica, it's over to you.
Yes, I just wanted to talk a little bit about another one of my online courses because I remembered a conversation I had many, many, many years ago with a student who found the articles, the der, die, das, really hard. And then when he found out that in plural everything is die, he said, oh, well, that's it. I'm not going to bother about singular stuff anymore. I'm always talking about plurals. And at the time I said to him, I'm looking forward to hear you talk about your wives instead of just the one. But joking aside, mm-hmm. yes, the article for plural nouns is die. But sadly, the endings for plural nouns are not quite as easy as in English. If you think in English, most nouns end in an S. Yeah, so mm-hmm. father, fathers, day, days, I don't know, cart, carts. Yes, we have got some exceptions, but there are not that many. And everything else ends in an S. And in German, it doesn't. Some nouns end in an E, some nouns end in an EN, some in an S, some don't change at all. Some of them have an E or an EN or an or ER plus an extra umlaut on another letter. So it's not quite so easy. So I've put all those together into an online course, which just covers all the different types of plural endings. As my other course, there's lots of videos, there are lots of exercises, there's a workbook that you can download and fill in. Everything to go. And you will also find out that, sadly, true to German language, there are lots of exceptions as well.
Indeed.
But if once you know the rules from the course, it will make life easier because you will be covering nearly every type of word, which is a lot easier than guessing right from the start. And if you look in any textbooks, they always say, oh, well, when you learn your vocabulary, just learn automatically whether it's daddy or das, and then also learn what the plural is. Except most adults don't sit down and learn vocabulary. That's something kids do at school, and even they don't really learn it then. They just copy it from the board because they've been told to do it. Very few adults have a vocabulary book and write down all their words. So it makes sense to know some of the rules. It will make it a lot easier. And we put a link below the video to the actual course once it's all sorted.
Okay, so now wait a minute. That's what I want. There we are. So the book is down below, and Angelica is going to post a link to it. And now it's time to do a reprise of Ask Angelica, Practical German for Father's Day, Season 5, Episode 12. Angelica will read in perfect German the original sentence, and I will try to do the translation in English. Angelica, phrase one.
In Deutschland wird der Vatertag immer an Christi Himmelfahrt gefeiert.
Which translates to, in Germany, Father's Day is always celebrated on Ascension Day. Phrase 2.
Traditionell wird am Vatertag oft gegrillt oder ein Picknick veranstaltet.
Traditionally, barbecues or picnics are often held on Father's Day. Phrase 3.
Viele Männer machen an diesem Tag eine Tour mit einem Bollerwagen und trinken dabei Bier.
Many men go out on a tour with a handcart and drink beer on this day.
And usually with their friends, their male friends, and the wives stay at home with the kids.
That's not a bad tradition. Perhaps you should start that in England too. Perhaps not, I don't know. Phrase 4.
Der Vatertag hat eine lange Tradition in Deutschland.
Father's Day has a long tradition in Germany.
Der Vatertag wird auch oft Sauftag genannt.
Which I said was Thursday, but Father's Day is also often called Booze Day.
Weil er immer an einem Donnerstag ist, wird der Freitag danach oft Brückentag genannt.
Okay. Because it is always on a Thursday, the Friday that follows is often called a bridge day.
For those who take a long holiday.
Okay, Angelica, it's over to you.
Yeah, well, thank you for watching. I think that was the last one for the time being of special days that we're having. I think we're now coming into a season of there aren't any special days left as such. What? So it will be a general topic next time, but I have to say I haven't decided on it yet. So it will be a surprise, maybe for me as well.
Okay, and we want to say thank you to Grant Saunders, Zahir, thank you, and to Barry. So to Grant, Barry, and Zahir, thank you for watching Ask Angelica today. Angelica, sorry. Season 5, episode 12. And we will be back in approximately,
hopefully in 2 weeks' time.
Fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah. Okay. If not, it will be 3 weeks. So thank you for watching. And tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. And.